Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Feminine Reset. I'm your girl Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, today's topic is a juicy one. We're diving deep into the world of emotions because, yeah, those messy feelings we try so hard to avoid. They're actually the key to unlocking our deepest healing and growth. Ever felt like your emotions are running the show, leaving you feeling overwhelmed and out of control? Or maybe you've spent years trying to suppress them, pushing them down until they bubble up in unhealthy ways. I get it, girl, I've been there. But here's the truth. Those feelings aren't enemies. They're messengers, sending us vital information about ourselves and our needs. It's like your body has its own internal GPS system, and emotions are the signals guiding you towards what truly matters. Think of it this way. When you feel joy, it means something is going right, something fills your cup. When you're feeling sadness, anger, or even fear, those feelings are pointing to something that needs attention, a boundary that needs setting, or an unmet need that's calling out for love and care. So how do we actually embrace these emotions without letting them take over? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate the emotional rollercoaster. 1. Name it to tame it. Seriously, this one is golden. When you start recognizing your feelings instead of judging or ignoring them, you gain a sense of control. You might say, I'm feeling anxious about this presentation or the situation is making me feel frustrated. Just acknowledging the emotion out loud to yourself or even better, to someone you trust can make it less powerful. 2. Feel it without judgment. Let's be real, society often pushes us to suppress our emotions, especially those that seem negative. But feeling your full range of emotions is essential for growth and healing. Remember, there's no such thing as a bad emotion. It's all just information. When you judge yourself for feeling a certain way, you create more resistance and pain. Try to approach your emotions with curiosity instead of fear. 3. Embrace your triggers. We all have things that push our buttons, right? Recognizing what triggers those intense emotional responses can be incredibly empowering. Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for managing them. Maybe it's taking a few deep breaths, removing yourself from the situation, or having a healthy outlet like exercise or journaling. 4. Express yourself authentically. Bottling up your emotions never works in the long run. Find healthy ways to express yourself, talk to a trusted friend, write in a journal, create art, dance it out. The more you allow yourself to express your feelings openly and honestly, the lighter you'll feel. 5. Seek support when you need it. Don't be afraid to reach out for help when you're struggling. Talk to a therapist, join a support group, or confide in a loved one. We were never meant to go through this alone. Imagine this. You're at work and your boss unexpectedly criticizes your presentation. Instantly, you feel that familiar surge of anger, your chest tightens, your thoughts race, and you want to lash out. But instead of reacting impulsively, you take a moment to breathe. You acknowledge the feeling, okay, I'm feeling angry right now, and then try to understand why this is bothering you so much. Maybe it's because you put a lot of effort into that presentation, or perhaps you have past experiences with feeling unfairly criticized. Once you identify the root cause, you can choose how to respond in a more constructive way. You could calmly explain your perspective to your boss, ask for specific feedback on how to improve, or simply take some time to process your emotions before reacting. By embracing your anger instead of suppressing it, you've transformed a potentially destructive situation into an opportunity for growth and self-awareness. Remember, my amazing listeners, healing is a journey, not a destination. It takes courage to face our emotions head on, but the rewards are immeasurable. By learning to understand and embrace your emotional landscape, you are not only unlocking your own potential, but also creating space for deeper connections, authentic self-expression, and ultimately, a more fulfilling life. Ready to take action? I challenge you this week to pick one emotion that tends to throw you off balance and explore its root cause. Journal about it, talk it out with someone you trust, or simply observe how it manifests in your body. The more you get curious about your emotions, the more power you'll have over them. Don't forget to share your experiences in the comments below. And if this episode resonated with you, hit that subscribe button and tell your friends. Let's spread the love of emotional awareness together. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.